All right, let's continue the conversation with Jeff Darlington of NFL Network and NFL.com. He joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. Obviously, Jeff, a lot of talk today about Aaron Hernandez. You think right about now Tom Brady's wishing they would have paid Wes Welker?
Man, everything that's happened from the start of this year with the Patriots is just, from Tom Brady taking less money to Wes Welker leaving for the Broncos to Tim Tebow joining the team, it's just everything feels so different about the attention that is taken on this team. And obviously we're talking about something that transcends football, though, that something that goes well beyond all of that.
It's a really bizarre story, too, with the different layers and the incident that happened allegedly in South Florida in February that's just sort of coming out now in the last couple of days. I mean, it's like Twilight Zone type stuff.
Right, and it's like you want to be so careful, because one of the things that I find myself doing is as more and more stories pile up, you start to draw these conclusions. But what you have to remember is that each story has to be treated separately, and each story we have to find out and verify how much of each one is correct. Because, like I said, we're talking about murder here. I mean, we're talking about homicide. This is as serious as an accusation as you can have. And I just think that we need to let this thing play out. Despite, I know, I hear it on Twitter, I have the thoughts in my own mind about everything I've seen and heard, but I just keep telling myself, chill out, there'll be plenty of time to assess this thing retroactively once we know everything that comes out.
It is obviously a touchy situation, as you said, a legal situation, and in our legal system, there's a burden of proof that has to be met in order for any action to be taken place. That burden is lower, though, within the National Football League,
right,
and that personal conduct policy. I made the statement earlier that even if in the next 10 seconds Aaron Hernandez, from a legal standpoint, is completely cleared of any wrongdoing in all of these situations, I still don't believe that he's going to play a game in the first month of the season. We kind of saw it with Ben Roethlisberger, and the NFL doesn't have to have that sort of same burden of proof that the legal system does.
No, you're right. I mean, if they conclude that he was in the wrong place, that he was involved in something that he shouldn't have been involved in, they can certainly take action. And, you know, again, we've heard from a lot of anonymous sources in terms of the reports that are out there. And if those were corroborative, if those were publicly confirmed on the record as facts, or if the NFL security team, which is very diligent about these matters themselves, finds those facts to be true, he can absolutely be suspended for just what we've heard to this point, that he was in the wrong place with the wrong crowd. Now, again, we still need to learn more facts. I don't even want to get into the potential hypotheticals on either side, what could save him, what could hurt him. And I will say, though, you're absolutely right in pointing out that the NFL does not need a guilty plea. They do not need really anything. They need nothing within the legal system to suspend this guy. Now, he could potentially fight that suspension, and we've seen guys fight suspensions tooth and nail. We saw Jonathan Vilma do it in a much, much, much different situation with the Bounty Gate deal. But I just think that it is important that you're pointing out to your listeners that the legal system and the NFL disciplinary system are two very separate entities.
Jeff, I like the fact that you believe in a due process. We've seen that in you know, how sometimes guys that are in the national media, they form their own opinions and start writing these stories, and then people that don't read or do any research, they end up just going by what people say. So I really appreciate that. You know, I'm personal with that one, obviously, with some things that have gone on, you know, where I'm talking about. Looking at a different situation, though, you think New England's been proactive in this situation? I mean, look at their roster. They've got a bunch of tight ends already, knowing Gronk was going to be hurt. They probably knew something about the February incident with Aaron Hernandez. They've got like seven guys at tight end on the roster now. You think they were maybe looking ahead to maybe something might happen with him, not even knowing about this situation that just happened?
You know, the crazy thing about the Patriots in the tight end spot is that's part of the reason why I felt like they were willing to let Wes Welker go. It felt like that Bill Belichick recognized sort of a change in his offensive philosophy, that he was going to steer away from the slot receiver and go more toward the tight end. And I think even just Gronk being hurt in his situation being in jeopardy really caused them to take action, in especially when they were trying to move forward with such an emphasis on that tight end and in Hernandez's regard, that H-back position. So from that end in itself, from Gronk's situation in itself, the Patriots were already trying to figure this thing out moving forward. So, yeah, I mean, in some sense, you think that even if they didn't know anything about Hernandez, the fact that they were put into this thinking, this thought process with Gronk to this point, perhaps could help them down the road, since they have been already ahead of the game in terms of evaluating potential replacements for Gronk, who could ultimately serve as replacements for Hernandez should discipline be put down on him.
Well, Jeff, you look at it, and Juice hit on it. You look at the tight ends that's on this roster for the New England Patriots, but you have to go and you have to look at the wide receivers, because this is a big blow. They were really probably dependent on Hernandez to be there, ready to go, but now no Hernandez. And the way Jesse talked about it, the legal system, and we look at Roethlisberger, he wasn't even convicted of him in anything, but being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, it can come down hard from you, from Roger Goodell. So looking at this roster, is it something that they're going to be tinkering with throughout the course of training camp, because they don't have those guys in those key situations? Is it going to be a problem for them?
Right. I mean, they're going to have to take a look at that position and definitely evaluate. I mean, the other thing that we have to remember, you know, from a football standpoint, it does feel very strange, I admit. Yeah. I'll admit, to be talking about football in this situation. But I do understand that that's still ultimately, you know, what this is. It's football talk. And you think about Amendola and the knocks on him were his potential abilities to not get injured throughout a full season. So toss that in the mix as well. It's just so much up in the air. Now, the ultimate offsetter of all of this is the fact that, yes, indeed, the Patriots do have Tim Tebow. No, I'm kidding. The Patriots do have Tom Brady. And look, he's the guy who's going to make a lot of these different players a lot better. And I think that that always makes the Patriots a force to be reckoned with when they have Tom Brady in the lineup. So, I mean, whether Amendola can stay healthy, whether Hernandez gets suspended or not, whether Gronk is ready for the season, as long as they do have Tom Brady healthy, that's a big help. But no, these issues cannot be ignored in terms of the potential for the Patriots season moving forward.
Jeff Darlington of the NFL Network and NFL.com on Twitter at Jeff Darlington. Be sure that you're following him. I'll put you on the spot. The live chat poll right now is, who do you think sees the field first for the Patriots in the regular season? Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, or Tim Tebow?
Rob Gronkowski.
Okay. 17% in the chat. They're usually wrong, so you're probably right about that.
What's who's leading?
Tebow. What do you think? Yeah, Tebow. 78% think Tebow.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. If he were to hop in there for some kind of...
Right. One play or two a game, that's easy.
I could certainly see it. I for some reason, have a feeling, even if Gronk were to start, you know, on PvP and training camp, that he could... he could tough it out and make it back for the week one. But, man, so much up in the air right now.
Really crazy situation up there in New England. You're a movie star now, aren't you?
Well, not yet. not yet. I was going to say because the movie hasn't come out yet, but even once the movie has come out.
What was the experience? So you're up in Cleveland with a couple other NFL reporters, and it's for the Kevin Costner movie that's coming out about the NFL draft. Talk to us about the experience.
Well, let's put it this way. I probably should milk it right now and say that I'm a movie star, because once it does come out, it's all gone. It's all washed. But no, it was very cool. I mean, the whole experience from beginning to end was slightly surreal. There's a lot of waiting around in Hollywood, but there is also those few little moments that are not waiting around are awesome. And I did get to talk to Kevin Costner quite a bit. He's a pretty big sports fan, so it was totally bizarre, and I'm sure I made a fool out of myself. I actually asked Kevin Costner if he, I was like, that suit you have on is pretty tailored. Like, did you bring that from home? Is that like one you'd wear to like a wedding? And Mike Florio, who was in the scene with me, looks at me and goes, did you just ask Kevin Costner if he brought a suit from home to wear in a blockbuster movie?
Of course you would ask a fashion question, yeah.
Well, we had to ask. How I was tying with them. It was getting awkward. I had to come up with something.
You're running out. Did you get your own trailer?
We did. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
we did. So, as a group, you had your own trailer, or you individually had your own?
No. No. We had our own trailer. Yeah. We had a trailer all together. Me, Mike Florio, Alex Marvez, and Seth Wickersham all huddled up in a trailer. We also got to go into Jennifer Garner's trailer and hang out with her for a little while. which was awesome.
Yeah.
So not bad.
So listen, so we're really going to pass this torch over to Jeff now as the biggest diva on the Fence-Siders?
No, I mean, a little goofy Thursday there from Sam Madison.
Madison, you know, I still got my days with you back when you were the biggest diva around.
Good stuff. Hey, Jeff Darlington, appreciate the time and the insight. Really incredibly surreal stuff taking place with the New England Patriots. Good to get your insight on it. Thanks, man.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.